Yep, calling to order the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center Board meeting for Thursday, September 19th, 2024. Is there any member of the public here who wants to speak? Otherwise, we'll have a roll call. Please, Sarah.
David Aguayo.
Here.
Angela Bozo. Kathleen Detman.
Here.
Elizabeth Doyle. Judy Karofsky.
I'm here.
Glenn Craig, Arlie Montes,
here.
Andrea Nilsson, Stephen Peters is coming, Mark Richardson,
here.
Jim Raines,
here.
Eric Lotier,
here.
Mike Revere. We have seven.
Thanks, Sarah. So if Andrea decides to join, can she call in?
If she decides to join, she'll probably text me and then I'll call.
Okay. Thank you. We have before us the minutes of the August 15th meeting. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion
Wait,
on the motion?
I need to help on that one. That was a tie. David and
I will yield my second to the chair.
David
across the table.
Nice. Beautiful. All right.
Any comments on the minutes? From August 18th, 15th. Hearing none. All those in favor of adopting the minutes till August 15th, say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Okay, those minutes are adopted unanimously. And so we can move on to now public comment. Why did I ask for that before? Public comment. No. Disclosures and recruiters, please. Eric.
I'm a member of the Destination Madison Board and my company oversees management on the Brookfield Conference Center.
How's that going?
Good.
Good, I guess. No, good. we like that. Anybody else? Thanks, Eric. And now, it says Ellie, but you're up, Jamie. Hi, Jamie. The DMI report.
Yeah. Yeah, so
did you just pop up? Did you do that?
I walked. He wanted me to box jump. see how much pain I'm in after. Okay.
Hold on.
You have 15 minutes.
I didn't think no, you could be plugged in.
I thought you were all set there.
I was all set.
She was. It just this died. Okay. My name is Jamie Patricks. For those that are newer to the board and haven't met me, I'm the EVP over at Destination Madison. So I oversee our sports commission, our convention sales team, and our services team. Ellie Westman Chin is not able to join us today because she's at a Destinations Wisconsin board meeting. We have a quick and dirty presentation today, so I'll get us back on track without talking too long. So our strategic pillars, just as a reminder. One, grow our brand awareness and visitor conversion. That's through a lot of our marketing channels. Our website visit goal is 4.2 million, and our social media impression is 42.4 million. That's our goal for the year end. Direct room night is primarily what I oversee. Our goals are 105,000 in direct room night stays and 5% increase in average contract size here. Then we also want to build our community partnerships and advocacy around our partners, and then work on place making so we have more attractions and things for people when they come to visit to do. So that's our grounding.
Could the room nights question, please? Room nights takes into account a brand new hotel. How do you do that?
This is the room night goal is for what we are booking into the city for the future. So it's not what our current inventory is.
Okay, so it does include that then?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
So this is where we're at year to date. We're at 3 million website visits compared to 4.2. So doing pretty solid. At $28 million or 28 million social media impressions, which is really great. Like I'm always kind of surprised, like when I hear, not surprised, but like more and more I hear from like our partners, like how much our social media is doing for people. And most of the people that interview with us now when we've had a couple openings are like, hey, I've been following you on social media, so we are definitely getting out there and making an impact on people. We are at 89,452 room nights, right now, so that's trending really well. Just some organizational updates. I think everybody probably knows BRT is coming. If you did not make our last GMDOS meeting, which is where we meet with primarily hotel general managers and director of sales, we did have the city of Madison come out and present on bus rapid transit, which was really great from two perspectives. One from a staffing perspective, and there's really great questions from that, and then also how it may impact visitors. So I think a lot of them were able to take some of that information back to their teams at the hotel level and kind of talk about how that might work for them or not. And then we did follow up, like kind of giving some feedback on some of the marketing materials afterwards. So that was a nice collaboration. Maureen Martin led this resident sentiment survey on our team. We completed that. We had 1,800 responses from Dane County residents, all different sectors. We really hit across, like across all sectors, which was great. Not just people in hospitality. Our goal was 400, so we did a really good job of Madison, you know, responding to surveys, which nobody ever has gotten tired of a survey in their life. So that was cool. finding is almost 70%. Believe we should develop or host more major events to attract tourists to our area. So that's positive reflection of work. There's a lot more takeaways, but I'm going to keep it broad. This Chicago campaign is running right now through October 13th. It started when the DNC was in town, and it builds off the lake effect. You know, there's Chicago lake effect, but we have our own different kind of lake effect. So bus rafts in Chicago, which is one of our top performing markets. And then it's also building on other metrics and media, such as social media, to help draw that. When the campaign is completed, they'll kind of review how that this activation did in that market for us. A couple upcoming partner events, if you're interested, if you subscribe to our newsletter, you will see those being advertised as well, but a couple of fun opportunities to get out there. Okay, now to some more like sales related things. This feels like forever ago that we completed this FAM tour. That was July 31st. But these are all the site visits that we've done, and the ones that are in bold are directly from our site visits or from the FAM tour that we hosted. We did a wonderful breakfast here. And Laura and Steve walked them through it. We've already received two RFPs from it, which is our goal, and built up awareness for everybody else. Now it's just when they hit those cycles, can we kind of move forward from there? And then we continue to do, we've had a really busy run after that. Our team was sort of dead, but then like the next 2 weeks of August, we had many of those site visits unbolded, but no less important. Our team continues to be on the road. I think everybody on our team will be traveling in the next 5 weeks somewhere. We've really strengthened our B2B marketing, and we're continuing to refine that. So hopefully that amplifies our message when we go to these locations and get out there and represent our destination. Okay, on to sports. Good Morning Sports. If you don't subscribe to the Madison Area Sports Commission newsletter, I would encourage you to do that. If you only subscribe to Destination Madison's Partner E-News, this will be coming out, but you're kind of late in the know on this particular item. No offense to you guys. Anyway, that is our networking event, followed by a panel event, kind of similar to what DMI does. That Andrew Brandt, who was the Packers GM that negotiated their contracts in general, he was their vice president, and he negotiated contracts with the players, will be our speaker. He oversees the School of Sports Law at Villanova and has a podcast and writes for Sports Illustrated. So that is open, and that should be a fun event. We recently completed our youth grant cycle, which our youth grant helps get kids into sports that to meet their interests and abilities. We raised $15,000 through the Madison Madtown Pickleball Open, And we just awarded and announced that today as well. And then Brandon and I got back from Connect from Milwaukee, and then we'll be going to Association for Chief Executive of Sports in Huntsville, Alabama next month. Okay, so our hotel occupancy chart, just as a reminder, the blue line is 2024. We've been watching it pretty closely each week. It's, you know, kind of either flat or just above or just below it. So definitely flatter as we kind of hit some of these summer months. So hopefully we have a strong finish to the year. And then hotel ADR is kind of the same spot for, I guess, 2023, fairly flat. And then the Madison downtown, this is for Alder Revere. That's trending higher than the rest of the market. And ADR is fairly flat. So, okay, if you would go one more. There you go. So this is our, this is in the appendix. We did the optimization study 2 years ago, now 3 years ago. So we started including this, if you never looked through this, where we have P1, which is the larger convergence, and all the way down to repeat against goal. We will hit our P1 goal. We are on record pace to hit our Minoteras goal this year, which is kind of surreal to me, I guess, because it's always a challenge. But we are doing one. We'll actually exceed our P1 goal. Our P2 will be less than kind of what we projected. But if we have more P1s, I think that's a net positive. So anyway, that's kind of the presentation. There's a lot of stuff in that appendix, but happy to answer any other questions.
Questions for Jane? Anyway, going once, going twice.
Just briefly, what's, I don't know why I'm raising my hand. what's the difference between P1 and P2? I mean, I know size, but what is that evaluating?
Yeah.
Deep down.
Yeah, it takes into account like how much food and beverage there is, AV, building spend, and then how many room nights are the factors. So like, yeah. Those are the drivers of it.
Yeah.
It's like 250 rooms on peak night, I believe, is like our cutoff for P1. So that and larger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Other questions? Kathleen, thank you, because everyone was wondering.
Thank you kindly.
Oh, Jamie, thank you. Bye. Bill, can you hop up on this thing? We're so sure we need it.
Should have some entrance music. I start my presentation with a face plant. This doesn't really, you know, I don't know what creepy image we're hoping for. All right. So good booking pace, really, really good booking pace report. I think Jeff will have some good news for you as well. We had some events that really spent a lot of money, you know, relatively speaking. American Family just did great. They just did great. That's all I can say. They brought their leadership team in, you know, their sizable leadership team, and took over the building for a number of days and did a lot of AV. So it worked out great for us. Consequently, well, let's see. I'll start with that. We right now we're projecting our event revenue total at the end of the year to be almost, you know, $4.572 million versus a budget of $4,012,000. So we're about almost 14%. We're projecting right now to be over our revenue budget for event revenue. And when you factor in, you know, our other sources of revenue, gift shop tours, miscellaneous items, we expect to be just about 12.5% over on revenue overall. So we'll land about 4.8 versus a budget of 4.3. And I know Jeff and I were talking in his office earlier today, and we think there's a really good chance we'll even do better than that because there's some events in the pipeline that are, you know, looking really good. Uh-huh. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is coming in. We'll have the Chamber of Commerce annual dinner. It's a great event for us. Yeah, it's a great
event. You're all invited. Just need to buy your own tickets.
And so we, you know, we're, as we see these events that are in the pipeline for the rest of the year, we're feeling really good about that. In terms of the number of events, right now we're looking at coming in at about 169 banquets versus a budget of 187. Meetings, we budgeted at 115. I think we'll do about 111. And this is where our bread is being buttered, so to speak. You know, we're going to come in at 28 conventions versus a budget of 27. And those conventions are spending really well. And we're going to do 25 conferences versus a budget of 20. And so the numbers are looking good. Jeff will talk about the expenses, boo.
Questions? Anybody?
What's the difference between a convention and a conference?
It's the P1, P2 conversation.
Okay.
Yeah. We have definitions. In fact, we'll roll those out next meeting.
Okay.
We'll give you a document that shows what P1, P2, P3, and P is for priority.
Got it. Okay.
I was going to sunder the optimization study, like this short version.
I think that would be great.
Anyone else wants to
be a great thing?
We can't all pretend like we know it.
Okay. She keeps asking the questions, but we're all like,
Well, we know the questions, we don't know the
answers.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah, those are two words I would consider to be the same, but they're clearly different.
It's pegged to the thing Jamie was talking about, the number of room nights, the revenue.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're under budget in banquets. That's really the only area that we're behind budget, it sounds like.
Yeah.
As far as everything else is relatively on or above.
Absolutely.
Okay. And the banquets are not where the money, typically, not where we're making.
No. Our average convention right now, and this average will probably go up, we're projecting at about $74,000. And a banquet, about 6,000.
Okay. And banquets definitely include weddings.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Include what?
Weddings.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So it's optimistically September.
Optimistic September. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
If it was October.
Could be followed by optimistic October.
Yeah, that'll be.
You're getting ready to rock.
Better alliteration.
Super
optimistic October.
You thinking of popping up there, Jeff?
That was very
good. It's gonna move it.
So thank you.
Entrance music.
I'm searching for some right now. Just slow internet.
Final countdown.
Talk to Frank Lloyd Redway.
I'm not gonna discount the value of banquets because we do about 117 of them or so.
Yeah.
And so they help out a great deal as well. They just happen to be down a little bit this year as compared to the last couple of years.
Is Wendy Sue? Hey, Wendy.
Can't see her. The August was about as good as it can get for us.
Good.
Because the revenue was way up, expenses were under budget. And so if you remember at the end of July, we're at about $140,000 to the good year to date, with expenses being down and revenue being way up. And like Bill said, American Family. And we had another convention that was biomechanics. Between the two of them, our event revenue budget for the month was about $325,000. Those two alone did like $425,000.
Wow.
And so, you know, pretty much all the other events just added to a really nice month. And so we went from 140 to about $385,000 to the good. I'm sorry, $485,000 to the good year to date through August. Like Bill said, September is looking strong. And I really think that number for projections, like you said, with the events that are still to happen, along with the chamber dinner, which, you know, we use about between $6,000 and $7,000 as the average for banquets, historically, the chamber dinner is more like between 60 and 70,000. And so if they do anything close to the last couple of years, that event average for banquets is going to go up along with the event average for our events as a whole.
David, the chamber dinner is a banquet. What's the date of it?
It is actually considered a banquet, yeah.
Gosh, this, we're sold out. We have a wait list, and we sold out in like 2 weeks, but it's October. It's 15th.
October which?
15th.
Thank you.
Our expenses are higher in hourly wages right now, but luckily we've been able to mitigate that. And it's not the greatest situation because we do have several permanent positions that are open right now. So the salary savings we're realizing from those are actually helping to offset the increase in hourly. I took a look at it just to see where those positions are. And like Connie's associate director position that we've had open.
5 years.
Yes.
In
maintenance, we have the landscape maintenance worker, which is affectionately Tony's job, a maintenance mechanic one position, an ops worker position, and then more, and probably most importantly, our AV manager position has been open for a little while. And so all of those add up to a pretty significant savings, like I said, to help offset the increase in our hourly wages. So it's like if we could bottle August, that'd be awesome. And, you know, keep that as our way to go going forward. But like I said, you know, the rest of the year looks very strong. Bill and I looked at that a little bit even this morning, today when we were talking. The biggest number that I have outside of just the stuff that you guys see is when we did the budgeting process for 2024, we used right around $57,000 for our conventions. And right now through August, that average is just shy of 90,000. And so the events, like Bill said, are spending a lot more money. The American Family one, we would have had no way to predict this 18 months ago, but they spent almost a little over $200,000 in AV alone. And so, you know, we looked at it last year when we were trying to project out events, and they had spent $50,000 to $75,000 in AV alone. And now for this year, either they're having an awesome year or they just really wanted to make a splash, and they just did it up big time, which is great. You know, they also had a ton of catering. It was a really nice event. I'll forewarn you that our hourly and permanent salaries and that kind of stuff might take a little hit this month because we had Labor Day and Ironman. Getting the building ready for Ironman when there was a holiday in between the weekend and when they were coming in at Tuesday morning resulted in a little panic and a lot of extra hours for people. But I'll be able to report that next month. I think that's about it.
Yeah, thank you.
Sure.
Question.
Just one.
Yeah.
When you guys do your budget for like 25, do you take like a rolling 3 years average on spend as far as like I've heard you say a couple times we got the number right on the conferences, but they're spending more.
Right.
Do you take an average of do you go back to 21 and pull it forward and you know what I mean?
I actually have a document that is just called upsell percentage, and it has event averages, and it actually goes back. You know, there's a lot of columns that are hidden, but it goes back to probably 97 or 98. Okay. But we look at about 5 or 6 years.
Right.
The toughest part for us is when you have brand new conventions, and going back to your P1 or P2 thing, the P1s are the ones that are huge. I mean, those ones are averaging, I mean, I think there's six events already this year that are over $100,000 in revenue just for Monona Terrace. The P2 ones are a little bit smaller, probably lesser days, lesser room nights. And so those ones average a little bit less. But yeah, we're looking at the historical averages for at least meetings, banquets, conventions, and conferences. And seeing where we can tweak stuff. But the toughest part is when we have a brand new P1, which is a huge event,
And we've not seen them and we don't know their
Yeah, it's tough to try to predict what the AV costs, like what they want to spend on that, especially when you're looking at it in June of the previous year. That's always the crystal ball kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And there's a thing called inflation, but there's also the new technology factor, like there's more toys.
Oh yeah, I forget what the event, if it was biomechanics or if it was American Family, but like some of the set that they did were just outstanding. I'm pretty sure probably Todd was up taking pictures of it just to see, just to show like what our staff can do, given the budget that the client wants to spend.
I think that was Amcan.
Yeah, I think so too, up in the ballroom maybe or somewhere. Yeah.
So could we see examples of that
That'd be cool.
at this?
Oh, sure.
No, I don't know. But you
Pictures?
should. But could we put that like just to talk about AV?
Yeah,
I mean, I would like
Bill
to.
says yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can have David do a show and tell.
Live show on impressive sets.
Yeah, it would be a good agenda item.
Sure.
Thank you.
Anything else?
We've had enough.
All
How are you going to
right.
get off the stage? Jeff, thank you.
No problem. Let's go backstage.
Connie, director.
So I think we mentioned it before, but we're in the middle of our LEED recertification. We work with a company called Leonardo Academy, and we have for as long as I remember. There's a great deal of data that needs to be gathered and put into the proper format and then submitted. So we're in the process. I think it all needs to be what, done by January or end of December
Yeah,
somewhere. Yeah.
there's other dates in between now and January that we have to get certain things done, but like
Right, thank you. So we presented our budget to the Room Tax Commission on September 3rd, and our next meeting is on September 25th, where the commissioners will deliberate what the different groups ask for, and we'll come to a decision, I guess. So we'll see how that goes. Dave Schmidtke usually has some numbers worked up based on what the people asked for. He's done a number of presentations on kind of where the room tax fund is and different projections regarding like kind of where it's going to be next year and the year after and the year after. So, and then I guess the room tax numbers are softer always in the first quarter and the second quarter. So we really don't know exactly where it will be this third quarter, but it's always up higher. So. So his projections sometimes move based on that. And then the state is has contacted us. They're moving forward with resurfacing the parking ramp. Don't have any specific dates yet. They're working on that. It'll take 6 weeks. They did this a number of years ago. It's pretty seamless. They just section off areas to work on. They have to kind of prep it and then put down the top coat, I guess, and then that has to dry for a while, but they do that in different phases. So it goes normally pretty fast and looks great when it's done, but they got to do it before it hits 50. Oh yeah, we actually made it out to offsite storage and cleaned it and organized it. This has been on our list to do since like January.
So where is offsite storage?
Just off of Green, it's on Greenway Cross. It's one of the, we've had this rental place for a while, probably, gosh, 17. Jeff, is Jeff down there?
Yep.
Do you remember when we moved?
I think we're in year six, so it was either
Six,
17 or
okay.
18.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So it's a nice, clean storage, reasonable price storage area.
So it's
And
a commercial storage,
yeah, it's
okay.
just a big,
And we buy retail? Or the city? No, we don't.
We just store
We
our
just take
extra stuff
over.
over there. Yeah.
Okay,
And it's
I'm
worked out really
sorry
well for
for
us.
chatting.
The drawback is we have to rent a truck to
Yeah.
take things over and back if it's bigger than what'll fit in our normal truck. But that doesn't happen that often. So anyway, we got through that, organized it, and we're good to go there.
Does the storage have carpeting?
No.
Okay, I'm reading two
No.
lines together then. Okay.
Yeah, it's just
Oh.
a, it's just like a big shed, you
Plush.
know,
Yeah.
a big storage shed. It's got a cement floor and it, but
Sure.
it's dry. You know, it just I think there's some sort of heating and air conditioning in there to keep it the proper temperatures. The sump pumps were replaced on the east side. They're going to be installed shortly on the west side as well. We're just waiting for them to have some free time to come over and do that. And Skip's community events. They're having a really good year, doing a lot of great stuff. The concerts, both concert series, Day and Dances, and our own, went extremely well. A little hot on some of those nights,
But no rain this
but
year.
no rain. Yeah, we made it through. You can see the gift shop has socks now for all of you that like colorful socks.
Do colorful socks.
Colorful, they are very colorful socks. And cutting boards and
Puzzles.
puzzles, yes.
Ah,
So if
add
you're
up puzzles.
interested, you know where to go. Sales and marketing have been working with Heating, the ad agency, to revise and digitize some of Monona Terrace's primary brochures used for event marketing, and also working with Heating on a wedding testimonial video project, which I'm sure they'd be happy to come show us at some point, right, Bill?
That'd be fun too.
When you get the wedding testimonial video
Oh,
project done.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're excited with that project. Those have turned out really well. We've done some on the meeting side, the convention side, and now we're doing one on the wedding side.
So maybe we can bring that to the board meeting
Sure,
at some
absolutely.
because the intent is to
It's
put it on
still
the
in production.
website. Is that right?
Still need to interview, right?
Yeah.
This thing.
All right. We'll
Cool.
look forward to that. I unfortunately was unable to attend the summer soiree, but hopefully a number of you are able to make it.
Good. They had oysters.
Oh,
Just
nice.
so you know what you missed.
No, unlucky.
Oh, no, you're unlucky.
Staff is adjusting well to our new event booking software. It's now called Momentus. It used to be called USI, but the company was bought out by Momentus. So that transition, which a number of Jeff helped with, and Sarah helped with, and a number of people throughout the offices really did a lot of work on that. But it's up and running well, right? You got it all
Yeah,
fixed up?
we've tweaked all the little weird stuff, and yeah, I mean, there's stuff on the horizon, and I can't wait to show you when it's ready.
All right, another presentation. And then Steve has kind of taken over more for Laura since Laura's going to be retiring shortly. Speech down and he came August or earlier
He's in July.
July.
So he introduced himself, right?
Yes,
Last meeting,
yeah,
yep.
yep.
Oh, yeah, he came in August. Sorry.
So it seems like everything's going well there. He's been selling well and managing the staff and doing a great job. And then I think that's all that's kind of standing out. You guys have any questions? Oh, I did want to talk about some positions that we were able to hire. So operations hired two guest service attendants. We're just really busy right now. We just needed a couple more people to kind of help fill in. And then we also hired a part-time setup worker, and then one full-time setup person. And then, as I think we already discussed, the gardener position has been offered and accepted, and the maintenance mechanic has been offered and accepted. And then one cool thing is the part-time worker that was hired for operation setup used to be one of our interns with a
Wanda
Wanda
Fulmer.
Fulmer intern. So that's pretty
Oh,
cool.
cool.
He needed some part-time work, and I think he's going to school currently, and then he decided he wanted to apply and come back. So that's
nice.
Cool. Sure. Yeah.
Balanced pipeline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good program. Anyone having questions?
I had a question. I don't know if it helps the Minnesota Terrace numbers, but I know that we updated our numbers from 1250 to 1270. So that's
cool.
Three more folks.
Awesome. That's for that thing that we can't get into.
That's,
yeah. What if we know somebody?
I should have said you might know someone.
Uh-oh. Hands are tied on this one.
What if we know someone else?
Might have better luck.
What if we know someone's going to be sick and not make it?
Then that's better.
Anything else, Connie?
No.
So the meeting's that short, everybody? We meet again, whatever. Third. What's the date? Okay, I can do this.
Beth, do you know?
I can do this.
Yeah.
So it'll be the 17th.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the reason I asked is it's really early in October because I don't know, October is a longer month than October usually is.
Last night, not for the
year. Everybody, thank you. I actually like being up here. Can we do this more? The lighting is better.
Oh, I didn't know this was a thing.
The lighting in that other room.
This is the first time it's been a thing. We had to figure this out.
Yeah.
Well, let's figure it out a couple more times.
It's usually awesome.
Yeah, pretty cool. And it's a Frank Lloyd Wright place. So if we can.
Yes.
And Jeff Beaming. Yeah. I mean, does anybody object to my comment? Don't you dare.
Yeah,
we can switch sides of the table.
Oh,
what
well,
you
that's
said?
Not good.
You can't do
that. You've got to redo the meeting.
Start over. There'll be a recording on ESA.
Point. Well, that's not, well, I mean, that should be remediable because
well,
we can't project for today.
We can make like it.
Wendy, thank you. Thank you, Wendy. Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
Moved.
Second?
Second.
Do you have them?
Yep.
Anybody opposed to adjourning? If not, we'll see you all Thursday of October.
Thanks,
everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. I've got parking.
Started late, finished early. How about that?
Do that more often.
They should all do that.
I'll stroll in 2 minutes late next time.
How's Kristen doing?
Like, maybe it's dropping.
She's really good. She's
can I help you?
Loving it.
Good.
Having fun.
Good.
Did you get the just 21?
Yeah, I saw that. That's amazing. It's
big.
My house is like, will you?
Are you selling it or what's happening?
It will go on the market, but it's possible about somebody.
I think the dog.
Nice
of you. Oh, that was a lot. I've been very
strange. On stage, we did well.
Thanks.
All right.
Crisis averted. Did you walk?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Lives nearby. Sounds
like somebody
from Jimmy.
I know.
Yeah.
A lot of me rides home.
You didn't say no last time.
That whole thing is get said. I can get why we do. Sarah, thank you. I'll wait for the email.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Kathleen, I'm glad you're asking questions because. We kind of take it for granted that everybody
knows it already. Yes, you don't. So,
yeah. I know. I figure that's part of my job. I really don't know, but it's so much easier to actually like have insight when I
know. Yeah, so no, it's great. I appreciate
Yeah. Don't want to ask them. Right. It's right. Like when you forgot someone's name and now you. And it's too late. And then you just have to. You had forever.
What are you going to do?
Nothing. Nothing.
Exactly.
Exactly. Very weird nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
it's great. So
good.
See you. And yeah, you too.
Yeah.
See you next month.